One challenge of preaching on Christmas Eve, other than the great challenge of being the sole person standing between our children and Santa Claus, is the fact that so many of you have come here tonight from such different circumstances and places and with such different sets of experiences and expectations. There are, of course, the children wondering when, if ever, this sermon will be over. And there are those children's parents who are wondering the same thing. There's a newly married couple up in the loft, excited but uncertain. And there's a recently widowed woman in the congregation, experienced but now untethered. An old man in the crowd senses this may be his last Christmas. He takes it all in, he smiles, and blesses all the babies. A tear falls from the corner of his eye when he sings some of these songs. Soon he knows that the Lord will dismiss his servant in peace. A young man is here. He's just back from Austin or Boston or Bombay. He loves the carols. He remembers the scriptures. He is comforted by the holiness of this sanctuary. He only wishes he could still believe. There are homeless here. Some are physically unsheltered, others are spiritually and/or emotionally so. Each and every one of them resonates with the words, "There was no room for them in the inn." Some have come to worship. Some have come for community. Some have come to strike a defiant light against the present darkness. So many different experiences, so many different expectations, but in each and every one of us, two common human things. Hope is here and fear is here. And for some of us, a third, our belief that Emmanuel, God, is here. We pray and we believe and we ask God to help us in our unbelief. It was the same way on that first Christmas, all those many centuries ago. There was hope and there was fear in those fields where the shepherds were watching over their flock that night. "Do not be afraid," the angel told them. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, and this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." Those shepherds were afraid. The translation we use tonight said they were terrified. Sore afraid, the old King James says. But they wanted to believe. And in spite of their fear, they set off to see. And what they saw when they arrived in Bethlehem, the city of David, was indeed a child wrapped in rags and lying in a manger. The baby that they had been told was about to be born was born in a barn. And it sounded and it smelled like a barn also. The donkey was braying. The cattle were, well, lowing. And contrary to the carol, I promise you, the baby was crying. His family had come all the way from the region of Galilee. This is where he would have been born, but the Emperor Augustus had issued a decree mandating that the father, Joseph, go back to Bethlehem and be registered in the place of his birth. This is what emperors do. They issue decrees that demonstrate power and demoralize people. And the poor people of this earth are left to pay the price. The poor families of this earth are left to suffer the consequences. Some of us met one of these poor families earlier this year. When we traveled to Mexico on a mission trip with our mission partner friends, Practice Mercy, in a little border town called Reynosa, we met a woman and her two girls who, along with the girl's father, left the terror of their home country, Honduras, last year and traveled 1,000 miles by bus and by foot to the U.S. southern border in search of asylum. And last Christmas, they were waiting. They were waiting in hope for an appointment with the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol when suddenly, a month later, a decree went out from Washington that the border was to be closed and no more seekers of asylum were to be accepted. And the family's hopes suddenly turned to fears. They had spent all their money and they were stuck in one of the most dangerous border towns in all of North America. The father was working as a day laborer in the city while the mother looked after the girls at home. The girls could not go to school for fear of the cartels. They were not being properly educated. They were in hiding. They were in danger. And one of them was named Miriam. Mary. This is but one family story. And it is also the Holy Family's story. It is a story of the mother of baby Jesus, Mary, and her husband Joseph, and that poor but holy family through whom God chose to come and be with us in this world, to knock on our doors, to seek to be Emmanuel, God with us in our hearts. Beloved, this Christmas season, every Christmas season tells us that God is still knocking. God is always knocking on the closed door of this world and asking us to overcome our fears and to let hope in, to unlock our hearts and let love in. And the miracle of Christmas miracles is this. Sometimes it happens. Someone somewhere hears God knocking and opens the door for God to come in and to let this little child into their life and the life of this world. There was no room for this poor family in the inn that night, and soon they would too have to flee their own country. Soon they too would be in hiding. But before that, on that most holy night, on that first Christmas Eve, one unnamed, unknown someone opened up their heart. In one little barn in Bethlehem opened up its back door. And because of that, what the Emperor Augustus intended for evil, God repurposed for good. And so then the prophecy of the scripture was fulfilled. For unto us in Bethlehem, in the city of David, a Savior is born. And wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger, he waits for us to come and see and behold and believe in the eternal salvation and presence of God and the ultimate triumph of good over evil and the incredible, incredible power of hope over fear, and the everlasting promise of the light of very light, even in the very darkest of days. And in the dark street shineth the everlasting light, and the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. The hopes and fears of us all are right here in the manger. And beloved, the good news is this: hope wins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Mother of us all, and together all of God's people say, Amen.